Introduction, Primary Research. A company has just launched a new food item explicitly designed for children aged 8 to 10 years. Now, they want to understand how valuable this product is for their target audience. In our previous blog, we talked about research and its different types. But in this scenario, what kind of research should be used? The answer is primary research. This blog will dig into what primary research is, its benefits, and some real-life examples. So, let's get started and explore this together. What is primary research? Primary research is when you collect new data to fulfill your research needs and find something new. In this type of research, you must collect first-hand data instead of relying on existing data from other sources.
Primary research when to use is the way to go research.
If you need info that is not available from present sources. It allows you to do trials or surveys to test your theories. It can reveal fresh angles, trends, or patterns. Primary research can confirm or counter previous findings. This type of research allows you to gather data directly from the people you want to study. If you are doing a dissertation, you most probably would be doing primary research. Primary research methods with examples. The following are the research methodologies we use to collect data. 1. Surveys. It is a qualitative method where you can ask people questions through forms or questionnaires. As a result, you get their opinions or find out about their experiences. When you ask people questions, it is best to mix some questions where they can give any answer they want, open-ended, with questions where they choose from a list of answers, close-ended. It is advisable not to ask too many questions since
a restaurant
asks customers to fill out a survey about how much they enjoyed their meal. 2. Interviews. An interview is where you talk to people face-to-face or on the phone. In interviews, you ask questions so you can get detailed answers from the person you are talking to. For instance, a teacher asks students in one-on-one interviews how they feel about their schoolwork. 3. Observations. Researchers watch people or things without interfering with seeing how they act naturally. However, you should not use controlled observation in this context. It will not be the primary method. Instead, it will be applied as part of a quantitative method. For example, a researcher watches how kids play in a park to understand social interactions. 4. Focus groups. A focus group is when you get a small group of people together to discuss a specific topic. These people are usually experts on that subject. It is led by a moderator to share their thoughts and feelings.
A company brings together a group of potential customers to discuss their opinions on a new product idea.
5. Experiments. You test a hypothesis by changing one factor to see how it affects the outcome. For example, a scientist changes the amount of sunlight a plant gets to see how it affects its growth. 6. Ethnography. Researchers spend a lot of time with a group of people so they can understand their way of life and culture. For instance, a researcher lives in a small village for several months to learn about the villagers' daily routines and traditions. 7. Case studies. You look closely at something, such as a person, group, or event, to understand it in detail. For example, a doctor studies one patient's health condition to learn more about a rare disease.
Primary and secondary research.
Let's explore primary versus secondary research. Primary research is where you collect new data to fulfill specific needs. On the other hand, secondary research is when you use data that someone else has already collected. The use case of secondary research is the thesis paper. Advantages of primary research. Primary research offers a number of key benefits, such as, it helps you collect original data and new info. As a result, it will increase your knowledge. You can tailor your research questions to your specific needs, making your conclusion. You have control over the data collection process. So, it allows you to gather the information you need. It can uncover new trends that you may not find in secondary sources. You can present original findings and set apart your work. Primary research offers many benefits, but it also comes with some drawbacks. It is not easy to collect new data. It can be time-intensive, especially for studies on a large scale. Primary research is expensive because you have to collect new data, such as surveys or interviews, which can be costly.
researchers need high skills and knowledge while doing primary research. This type of research may not provide a broad overview of a topic as it focuses on specific data points. Researchers may introduce bias into the data collection or analysis process. Can we use quantitative or qualitative research in primary research? Primary research is often used to get detailed information. It is more common in qualitative research, such as surveys and interviews. Quantitative research is less common. When considering quantitative versus qualitative research, qualitative is often preferred for gathering rich and detailed data. Primary research is where you gather new information directly from the original source through surveys and interviews. Then, simply watch how they react to the product. By doing this, you get accurate and valuable data that is specifically about your product. It might take more time and money, but the insights you gain will be worth it. You can utilize primary research in your dissertation, as it is a key part of this academic paper. To ensure your dissertation meets all guidelines, consider reaching out to journal publisher. They offer top-notch editing services to help you refine your work.